Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Chase Wheatley down Messina way. Good morning to you, Chase.
Good morning, Lavon. How are you today?
I'm good. And you know, there's a really special day coming up. Lots of people are going to be celebrating, and that's going to be true in Messina. We're celebrating the 4th of July. Before we go through the details, I want to kind of have you talk about Messina doesn't do this every year, and why is that?
Well, we've got into an agreement with Fontenelle and Greenfield, so each of us rotates towns every third year we end up hosting them. So this year it's our turn here at Messina, and next year Fontenelle gets it back, and then Greenfield the following year.
Okay. You know, I want to just say congratulations. I think that is such a great idea. You're kind of you're pretty close neighbors there, and kind of neat to share, because all of this takes a lot of volunteers to put together.
Absolutely, and that it helps take, you know, some pressure off everybody else, and everybody, you know, from one town not hosting can help help the other town if needed, and just go and celebrate, not have to worry about putting all the work into putting the event on too.
Yeah, go and enjoy, and but share all of those volunteers and have a great time.
Absolutely, everybody, you know, from the other towns have been real supportive on helping me answer questions and contacts and that stuff too. So I need to thank them for their help.
Sure. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have the same venue, the same kind of thing, but it's certainly celebrating the 4th of July every third year in each of the towns. So we better talk about what's going on in Messina this year to celebrate the 4th. What do you start out with?
Well, we actually just started a celebration on July 3rd. That evening, we have the Fire Department Foundation has a street dance. We have Hi-Fi Hangover, which is a rock and classic rock band out of Omaha, coming that evening. The gates are going to open at 6 o'clock, and then the music will start at 9. We've got a beer garden set up there at the fire station. So it's been an annual deal for the fire department, and it's one of our major fundraisers for the year. So that's pretty much the evening on the 3rd.
Is there an age limit for that?
No, we are going to ID at the door. We've got, you know, some younger kids that come and just enjoy the music and talking to people and stuff too, but we will ID and make sure, you know, keep the underage drinking.
So everybody's welcome to dance.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the music.
Yep.
Okay, great.
This is the second year we've had this band, so I think we got pretty good feedback last year from it, so we brought them back again this year.
Sure, that's great when you have that kind of feedback to know, well, let's do this again.
Yep.
So you're starting early. You're starting on the 3rd. So then what happens next?
Okay, so the morning of the 4th of July then, the Knights of Columbus with the Messina Catholic Church are going to sponsor a breakfast at the park. They're planning on serving pancakes, eggs, and sausage, and that's a free will donation. And then it'll be held at the North Shelter in the city park. And the hours for that are 8 o'clock till 9:30. So then we have a little bit of a break in the action. And the next event will be after lunch then, starting at 1 o'clock, going until 4 o'clock. And that'll be the quilt show sponsored by the Messina United Methodist Church. And it'll be held at the Messina Historical Society schoolhouse there on Main Street.
Okay, and so great, they get to see the schoolhouse as well as enjoy the quilts. That's, you know, one of the things I admire about Messina are those buildings, those things that you have saved and renovated, and it's really interesting to visit the schoolhouse as well as the barber shop.
And, I should mention too, there'll be a couple gals with the Historical Society that'll be giving tours then of the barber shop, the gas station, and the schoolhouse too, so they can answer questions and you can see some of the other items that they've collected for display then, too.
Yes, they do a great job of putting that all together. And so there's another bunch of volunteers that work kind of all year long to make sure that those things happen. So great opportunity to see all those things.
Yep, should be pretty exciting. So we mentioned the schoolhouse and the barbershop and the gas station being open also. So next, our event is bingo, sponsored by the Messina Lions Club. That'll start at 3 o'clock. And go till 4, and then we'll take a break for the parade and start again after the parade and go until 7. And that'll take place at the North Shelter in the city park.
Great fun to do bingo.
Yep.
Now, tell us about the parade. Can anybody enter? Where do you gather? How does the parade get put together?
Yep, everybody's welcome to join. The Knights of Columbus are going to be the ones to line up the parade, and everybody that wants to participate in it needs to meet at the Cam Middle School gravel parking lot. There will be some folks up there taking some information from you to and then get you kind of situated in line how they want. And then we'll try to get some information as far as name, what kind of vehicle, or what organization, or what you're doing mm-hmm. in the parade itself, so we can let the people close to the park hear the announcer and know what you're in or what you're with as far as the group or anything.
Okay, it sounds like Chase, that you could walk, you could ride a horse, you could ride a bike, you could be in a tractor, a car, almost anything's open.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not gonna turn anybody away that wants to show themselves off or show what they have off. So anybody's welcome.
Okay, great chance to be in a parade. So often we watch a parade, but it's a different view when you're in a parade, and so that's kind of fun. So
yep.
Get out the bicycles or whatever, and get your friends together. You don't have to be an official organization, correct? If you just want to get your friends together and say, hey, we're going to be in the parade, will that work?
That's correct. I mean, if a group of kids wants to ride their bikes in it, that's just fine too. Or,
okay.
Or if a business wants to have a float, we're more than welcome to do that. I know I've had even a couple of congressmen call and say they're going to be walking along just to promote themselves too and get their name out. So kind of a variety of everything.
And I'm guessing the fire department might be involved?
Absolutely. We're gonna be showing off our new ambulance, actually.
Oh.
If we can get the lettering done. We're kind of waiting on that right now, but we're hoping to have it in the parade then too, along with all our fire trucks. And I know the young kids like to hear the sirens.
Oh, yes.
See that part of it too.
Yeah, very good. Any other special thing that's already planned for the parade, or the kind of the fire department's the special?
We're gonna have some old cars and tractors uh-huh. and things, I know for sure, because we have a show and shine following the parade then for all the vehicles, pretty much for everybody to take a look at after the parade.
Okay.
And they can vote on the spectators can vote on their favorite vehicles then.
Okay.
There'll be a couple of awards presented after the parade then.
And where will they be?
They'll be at the south end of Main Street. Kind of we have all the businesses on the south block. They're going to gather on both sides of the road there.
Okay.
So they'll be on display for everybody to kind of walk around and view up close.
I think there's something for everybody here so far. I hear kids things, adult things, tractors, cars, and bingo. I mean, so far it sounds like you've just done a good job of including everybody.
Yep.
And then I know you have a kind of a special thing going on right after the end of the parade.
Yep, we've got a few park activities too, which will all be set up in the park itself. But the Ag Adventure, which has a handful of sponsors, is going to be a pretty neat deal. It's got stations that all have ag related subjects. There's going to be some kind of a display of animals. So people can see a chicken, a baby calf, a pig, some of that stuff.
You could probably kiss a pig if you wanted to.
I think we'd be probably have some spectators or some people watching taking pictures of that if that was going to happen.
You bet.
So, but yeah, if you want to kiss a pig, that's just fine.
And I'm sure it'll be a cute little clean pig, so it would be okay to kiss a pig.
Yep, you probably won't see me doing that. But,
no, jeez.
Yeah, it'll be an option. And there's a handful of stations, I think seven or eight stations to go to.
Yeah.
And then there'll be free ice cream then at the end of it if you are have enough time or and want to complete all the stations. There'll be a punch card to get filled out, then you get free homemade ice cream at the
okay.
end.
Okay. And I'll throw in a plug for KJN because Barb Baudler and Deb Hall both recorded programs to tell you more about that, and you'll be hearing those in the mornings this week. So lots of interesting, fun things going on there. But if you don't want to go be in the ag thing, there's other things to do, too.
Yep. We've got some kids' games, a photo booth, a tattoo station, an inflatable obstacle course, and a bounce house. And then there'll be horse rides in the park
oh,
as well.
Fun. So, and then is there a late evening kind of an event then, or have you taken care of that on the 3rd?
Yep. We've got the CAM vocal students doing some singing for us then, starting at about 6 o'clock or so. And then some CAM speech contestants also will be doing some of their stuff, too, of what they've done in the past to get ready for contests. And then we have local celebrity Dan Holstie is going to be singing for us for a little while, too. He's got a great voice and get me some singing some 4th of July related songs. And then our next, I guess, bigger entertainment then is a hypnotist. He's out of Omaha. His name is Rick Boltez. And he's going to have a hypnotist show for all ages. And Greenfield actually had him last year, too, and I think he was very good over there. So they encouraged us to
have him back.
Yep, have him back. So I think he'll put on a good show for everybody.
Okay. Well, Chase, you've got so much going on for the Messina 4th of July and your area 4th of July there. So we want to just encourage folks to participate on the evening of the 3rd as well as all day the 4th. And we want to thank you very much for going through the schedule with us.
Yep, you bet. Thank you, Lamar.
Uh-huh. Until next time, here's a thought. Freedom is a possession of inestimable value.